It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. The social setting of present-day African music varies from that of the most remote tribe tucked away in the vast forest, almost oblivious to the outside world, to the homes of the townspeople. So there's just as wide a range of music to be found on the continent, from the most complex folk music to imported dance tunes. Of course, the folk music of the countryside is still by far the most widespread kind of music-making in Africa. And there's a remarkable variety of styles and manners of performance, even in the smallest countries. We're devoting today's program to the music of Liberia. Looking at this little republic on the map, it seems very small compared with most other African countries. Yet the rich variety of its folk music is quite remarkable. For the past several years, Music Man Leo has been making trips to every county and district in Liberia, collecting examples of Liberian traditional music. And I have here a number of tape recordings made on these musical safaris of Leo. Our first example of Liberian folk music is from the northwestern region of the country, from the village of Mombo. We hear a Mende folk song called "The Chief is Coming." Thank you. folk music from the Lake region in northern Liberia. Without moving too far from the Lake Country, but shifting a little southward toward the capital city of Monrovia, we visit one of the villages of the Deh tribe, Borgbe. Here we find very few musical instruments. Hand clapping and gourd rattles are generally used for musical accompaniment. A large group of Deh men and women sing a folk song in praise of their chief, Bima Woso. Passing from the Deh country into Lofa County, the largest of the 9 counties of Liberia, we encounter the Loma, Kisi, and Pele tribes. Let's begin with the horn and drum group of the Pele people. This group consists of 6 large elephant tusk horns, all with different pitches according to the size of the horn. There are 2 distinct types of drums for accompaniment, and the leader of the group is also the chief singer. The music was recorded in the town of Zorzor, a victory song for a warrior. the traditional elephant horn and drum group of the Pele tribe in Lofa County, Liberia. In the Zorzor district, there are also Lomas, living amicably side by side with the Pele people. The Lomas are very musical, too, and usually young women form salsa groups for social occasions and other festivities. The salsas are colorfully beaded gourd rattles, played by women only. This next recording was also made in the town of Zorzor, and the lead singer is a young woman named Lopu. She's accompanied by three other salsa players and sings, "One tree cannot make a forest." Music of the Lomas in Liberia. Now, as a special feature on Music Time, we have a poem by Liberian poet Bai T. Moore, and it's read by none other than our hostess on African Panorama's request show, Miss Yvonne Barclay. Here is Yvonne reading Ebony Dust.
In this speck of ebony dust, blown over east and western climes, forever burns the yearning to tap the springs of ancient bards, whose tales of African heroes lie buried in the ruins of the kingdoms that are hidden beneath the waste of centuries. Empires like Bornu, Songhai, and Malinke, or the domains of the Bantu. Fabulous tales of elegant courts, trimmed in royal splendor at Djenne and Timbuktu, where kings and commonly queens, surrounded by their courtiers, kept aflame ambitions and millions on the march. Tales of brilliant warriors on galloping steeds and camels, who wield a sword and left behind in blood and flames, achievements of the scholars who gave the world the rudiments of medicine, math, and arts, and the secret of the stars. To catch the souls of mockingbirds whose lives and loves enrich the boat songs of the Congo, the Niger and the Nile, or the new high life of Ghana, to carve with pen like masters whose delicate hands create a ritual dancing mask, or a silent god in ebony.
Ebony Dust by Liberian poet Bai T. Moore, as read by Miss Yvonne Barclay. Continuing through Liberia now, the next region we visit is Nimba County, a mountainous area and center of Liberia's important mining industry. Here is where the Mono tribe lives, and here again we find another very musical group. One of their most popular instruments is a harp called the koni. Our Mono minstrel is Willie Togba. And even though he himself is a very young man, he sings about old age, Zua.
Bada kande sa yo zimpano, Jesu nungo iya, aye su nungo iya. E na bu nyura mwe le nuto e, e re baye nyura mwe le nuto e. Wi ma we kwe wira wado, un wala pena dange yo zu mandano, e nye nina we o, a o la wira wando. Wow, I know we might. Then I like a book, I'm going to be a better man. See, I want to come without a door. Then I like a book, I'm going to be a better man. Float down like a way you, I believe where you. Bala pe bala ba bili bala bi siri bon kunia yo kwa ne bla wo pawa bemo si yo zinding. Mara wera kwa ne o tere wera pe ne danga zinpe ne o ye kwado ai ne ai matu ye. Mega le la dike kwa kwa mo ye tere zinpe ne wa de ko kwa kwa mo. E bin ne mi ne ya na o mena o na ye ne ye kono na ye de ka na ye zinpe ne ye. I came with a lot of them. I like a book, I'm a little bit better. Float down like a way you, I believe where you. Bala bag, 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 bala
Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Right now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.